Kingdom of God studies. We're studying the Apocalypse. We're in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation. By the way, the book of Revelation, it is the Apocalypse to Jesu Christu, the uncovering or unveiling of Jesus Christ. And one story was that an old man was sitting in a gym watching these young seminary students playing, and they came over and asked him what he was doing while they were playing, and he was reading the Bible, and they said, "What are you reading?" He said, "The book of Revelation." And they laughed because, you know, young seminary students know everything. And they said, "Do you really know what that means?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, tell us what it means." He said, "Jesus wins." And that's just about where we are right now. Jesus is about to start winning in the book of Revelation. Revelation 16 and verse 9. Now the angels are pouring out their bowls of wrath, the bowls of the swelling indignation of the wrath of God. And a bowl is a vessel that has a large mouth, a bowl, a very large mouth. A bowl, the mouth is as wide as the bowl is. Now the reason why this is a bowl instead of not a vial or a bottle is because it can be dumped out instantly and completely. Instantly and completely. 16 and verse 9. And I'm reading this from the Greek language. "And they were burned, the mankind, the human beings, with heat mega, or heat great. And they blasphemed." They blasphemed. Blaspheming instead of repenting. They blasphemed. Now, many of the former Muslims say that the most blasphemous name now that they realize is there is no God, there is no Jehovah, there is no Jesus, there is no Father, Son, and Holy Spirit but Allah. And Muhammad is his messenger or prophet. "They were burned, the mankind, with heat great," with heat great. "And they blasphemed." Maybe they said this confession of faith. The word heat there comes from kaiol, which means to burn. They were scorched. They were immersed in heat great. Immersed in it. They're being baptized in fire to remind them or to give them previews of coming attractions. The name of the God. And the ones having the authority, exousion, upon the plagues. That exousion means no limits. No limits of power. The word here, kaio, our word cauterize, comes from this word. It means to burn. If you have bleeding ulcers today, sometimes the doctors will go down your throat with an endoscope and go into your stomach, and with a flame or a hot searing iron, they will cauterize or burn the blood vessels so they will not bleed and it will seal off. One time I had a leaking vein in my leg and the doctor burned it until it finally quit leaking. Cauterize comes from ka'o. Now these people are immersed in fire, heat from the sun. There is nothing stopping the rays of the sun. And they're blaspheming the name of God, the authority of God. The onoma means more than name. It means the authority of God. When I baptize somebody, I say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by the authority of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Over the plagues. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2, it said these people's hearts and consciences were seared with a branding iron. That word ka'o there. They were seared with a branding iron. 16 and 9 further. "And these, and not they repented, not they changed their mind, to give to him the God glory." The absolute hardness of men's heart. 16 and verse 10. We have the fifth angel. He pours out his bowl of wrath. Now let's go back and just review some of this just for a moment. Verses 1 through 21 in the 16th chapter. Here we have the pouring out of seven vials, seven bowls of wrath, constituted the fiercest expression of God's anger. The seven bowl judgments are the bowl of noisome, gruesome sores covering the bodies of men who have received the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast. Islam says that the beast, their beast, will mark all the true believers of Islam with "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet." And that's in what we call Islamic eschatology. The sea of blood, number two, the sea of blood, when everything in the sea dies, the rivers become bloody. Men are scorched with great heat. Yet they blaspheme the name of God and the authority and the power of his name. They will not give up their false religion. They will blaspheme God and keep shaking their fists at God and say, "We believe in Muhammad. We believe in somebody else besides the God of heaven." The earth is filled with darkness and men gnaw their tongues in pain and curse and blaspheme the God of heaven. Yet they do not repent of their evil deeds. The river Euphrates dries up and the army marches into Israel. The air is affected with great earthquakes and huge hailstones fall from heaven. And then we have a parenthetical verse in 15 and 16. Appears between 16th and 17. And then we have the seven trumpets. Now let's go back and read more. Verses 16 and 10. And the fifth, and in original language, it doesn't say angel, but we know the angels are what, that's what we call a practical substantive. And the fifth, the pentos, the fifth, he poured out. And the word poured out there is in the first aorist. It's third person singular. First aorist, indicative, active. First aorist means the sharpest point, a particular sudden period in time. First aorist is as sharp as it gets. That's when the bowl is suddenly dumped and poured out in full measure instantly. The bowl of him upon the throne of the beast. Now the throne of the beast are these great nations that have come. They have risen and fallen, and then it says that the seventh kingdom, which was basically the Islamic Empire under the Ottoman Empire, the seven kings, and then there was an eighth. And the eighth is a revised throne or kingdom of the seventh, which is a revised Ottoman Empire. If you take historical challenge, it will challenge you to try to make it the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was the sixth. Number seventh is the Ottoman Islamic Empire, which dissolved in March the 3rd, 1922. It says in the book of Revelation that this deadly blow was given to this beast, the beast world, the beast empire, the beast nation, the beast political system that has a religion with it also. The throne of the wild beast, it became the kingdom of him, having been darkened. A spiritual kingdom of darkness. The God of darkness. Having been, and they gnawed, they kept on gnawing, third person plural, imperfect, indicative, middle voice. They kept on gnawing for themselves the tongue, the glossos of them. Out of the pain, because of the intense pain, the ponu, the terrible pain. Pain so intense to cause a man to chew his tongue in intense pain. God wants people to be saved, but they will not repent. These hearts were beyond feeling. They were stony hearts. 16 and verse 11. Regardless of all the plagues brought upon the earth dwellers, they will not repent of their sins, only became deeper and deeper entrenched in blasphemy, sin, and rebellion. And they blasphemed the God. the God, by the way, of the heaven. And out are, because out of the pains of them, but the malignant sores of them, this malignant sores, this is like, probably would be a staph infection or a cancer sore. Most of the time in the Bible where it talked about these skin infections, it was a staph infection. Those infections that they had in Egypt were probably staph infections. The malignant sores, the sores causing pus to run of them, and they repented not. And not they repented out of the works. The works of them had gone out away from. They did not walk off from their false religion. They did not walk off from the religious leaders. They're just clinging closer and tighter. Out of the works, the products of employment, what they did. The products of employment, the wages of war, the wages of sin. The Catholic Church, when it ravaged through Europe and the Middle East, for all of these years, right there, for all of those years from 400 to about 1600, 1700 AD, they killed between 50 and 100 million Christians. They killed Muslims too. The Muslim idea, Muhammad copied a lot from the Catholic Church. He made the church and the state one. And during the time here, between 610 AD, 620 AD onward, Muhammad started his wages of war situation. His followers would be paid by what they could rape and pillage. They had to give him back about 25%, 20-25%, and he said, don't you leave out one needle or one thread of that 20-25%. That's mine. God will punish you for it. He said, this is your wages, this is your booty. All, you can have four legal Muslim wives that are free wives. They're legal Muslim wives. These are Muslim women. And you can have all of the sex slaves and concubines that you can afford or handle or pay for. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of the pains of them and the malignant sores of them. And they repented not out of the works of them, the works, their booty, their wages of war. This is the wages of the war of the Antichrist according to the Bible. According to Islam's end time eschatology, it is the Mahdi. These people that have sworn allegiance to the Mahdi, then the beast comes up out of Arabia near Mecca, and he begins to mark all of the true believers of Islam with a logo, with a mark, the confession of faith. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. And for 7 years, the Mahdi... His what we call empires that he's getting into this last caliphate, and then finally Jesus of Isa of Islam comes out and he begins to kill all the Jews, and then he begins to kill all the Christians until all religion is broken, the cross is broken, and all the world is brought under one caliphate and Sharia law. And the sixth angel, in parenthesis, he pours out the bowl of him upon the river, the Potomac, the Ptolemies in Egypt, the big river. That was the rulers of Egypt, which we have the queen of Egypt, one of the Greeks. What was her name? The queen of Egypt? Cleopatra, the queen of Egypt, the feminine pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, was Cleopatra, a descendant of the Ptolemies. And the river the great, the Euphrates. The Euphrates now. Now the Euphrates is one of the longest rivers in the world. And it is a very swift running river in many places. And the Euphrates is going to be dried up so the armies of the Antichrist can come from all over the world. There are going to be at least 200 million warriors in the Battle of Armageddon. Now, these warriors of the Battle of Armageddon on the side of the Antichrist. Now, if we take into full account the Islamic end times, the eschatology, they say that there's 1.5 billion Muslim believers in the world today. It wouldn't be very hard for them to get 200 million warriors, since some of the warriors in Islam are only 7 and 8 years old. The river Euphrates, it was dried out. The water of him, this river, the water of him. In order that it might be prepared, the road of the kings. The road of the kings. The ones from the east, from the rising of the sun. Now, what nation is east of Jerusalem? Tell me what nation is directly east of Jerusalem. Arabia. Arabia. All right. Arabia, Saudi Arabia especially, is the stronghold of Orthodox Islam. America has had a lot of trouble from Saudi Arabia. All of the terrorists in the 9/11 were all Saudi Arabian citizens. All of these are going to come back. Isaiah 11 verse 15. 46 and verse 11, 44, 27, 41, 2 and 25, Jeremiah 51 and 36 corresponds with this also. 16 and verse 13, now we have some spirits, some pneuma, some ruach in Hebrew, pneuma in Greek. And then it says, Kai Adon ek tu stomatos. And I saw out of the mouth, the stomatos, the mouth. The mouth is the door to the stomach, isn't it? Out of the mouth of the dragon, the dracon. Who is this dragon we're talking about? It's Satan, the old dragon of old. The fiery red dragon, the serpent of old. And out of the mouth of the swift running beast, this land shark. Remember now, this beast of Islam, if their eschatology is right, he's a weird-looking character. He has a head of a bull, the horns of a stag, the eyes of a pig, the ears of an elephant, the neck of an ostrich, the front part of his body of a lion, the back part of his body of a cat, the spots of a leopard, the tail of a ram, and the long legs of a camel, and there's 20 feet between the joints. So I'm sure that this would be a swift-running beast, if it is according to their theology. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. Now we have, in the Bible, we have the Antichrist, we have the beast, and we have the false prophet. In Islam, we have the Mahdi, we have the beast, and we have Isa, which is Jesus of Islam, which does exactly the opposite of the Jesus of the Bible. The false prophet, the pseudo-prophetu. And then spirits. Three unclean spirits, similar to hosts, like as batrachoi, frogs. You know, I grew up in the 40s, and they had a lot of these tent campaigns. I remember I used to go down on Union Avenue in Bakersfield, California. And down there on Union Avenue near the fairgrounds, where the fairgrounds are today, they put up great big religious tents. And they'd have A.A. Allen and a lot of these faith healers come there, and they would have people night after night after night. People would televise over the radio, broadcast over the radio, and there wasn't much television back then. But they would televise or broadcast over the radio that people were being healed, 50, 100, 200 people, and they would come there, and they would they'd say people had demons in them, and all of a sudden somebody'd slay somebody in the spirit, and all of a sudden a frog would be jumping out on the floor. Somebody borrowed somebody's toad. And here it would be, and they said, there's a demon. Get by. Don't let him touch you. Don't get him get near you. That's a demon. Well, I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of people that went home with broken hearts because they weren't healed. They always said, if you weren't healed, it's because you didn't have the faith to be healed. But the Bible says the gift, faith is a gift. It is not something you muster up. 16:14. The mountain where troops are cut to pieces. The mountain where troops are cut to pieces. There are spirits of demons. Working, doing, constantly, present participle, active, accusative, singular, masculine. Actually, it would be neuter because spirits is a neuter word, even though they are masculine. Demons and angels are masculine. Doing signs. These demons are doing great miracles. Which? It goes out for itself, spirits, upon the kings of the inhabited and the entire inhabited earth. False prophets in Egypt performed miracles and did great signs, didn't they? They brought forth life out of death in the rods that they cast down. Jannes and Jambres cast those rods and they became leviathans, dragons. And they assembled together. Synagogain. We got the Greek word synagogue, or the English word synagogue, which the Jews used for the assembly places. By the way, the Hebrew of that is moed. And Kahal. They are brought together, to be brought together them unto the war, the polemon of the great day of God, the Almighty. John just absolutely uses so many Hebraism here, the pantokratoros. Pantokratoros. That's Almighty in Greek. In the Hebrew is El Shaddai. This is one of the names, one of the titles of Jehovah. And by the way, this is bad grammar over here in this verse as far as Hebrew, Greek grammar is. It's more like Hebrew. The verb does not agree with a noun. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, 1 Kings 22, 21 through 23, Revelation 13, 13, 3, 10, 17, 14, 19, 19, 28, 6 and verse 17. This is the place now. We're coming to the mountain of the cutting of the place of cutting the pieces. Edu erkomai. Edu erkomai. And you behold, I come as a thief. Now this is a parenthetical verse. This is a parenthetical verse talking to the tribulation saints and those Jews that are being saved during this period of time. The tribulation saints and the Jews that are being saved at this time. This is a parenthetical verse. We're talking about all of these plagues that are coming out of the demons of hell turn loose on earth. And then the Lord says here, I come like a thief in the night. Blessed the ones watching and keeping the garments of him, in order that not naked he may walk about. And they may see the shame, the slander of him. Now, if a soldier was caught asleep, on duty, if a soldier was caught asleep on duty at this period of time, a lot of times they'd execute him, but there was one thing they did before that, there was public shame. They would take all of his clothes out and burn his clothes where he would be walking about naked. Walking about naked. So it would be easily seen that he was ashamed. The slander of him. 16 and verse 16. And he assembled them unto the place, the one being called in Hebrew Hebristoi, Hebristi, Harmageddon. Harmageddon. Now this word is, I wish I had a blackboard here. This is the only thing I don't have here. It comes from two Greek words, har, which means a mountain. That's he and resh. And then God, God and Dalith, God and Dalith. Gamel and the Leith. Gamel and the Leith. Now, Gamel and the Leith is a Hebrew word. In one sense, it means fortunate. And we look back when Leah gave her maid Zilpah to Jacob for wife, and she got pregnant, and she had a son, and she said, look, it is very fortunate. Now, Zilpah means dripping. And she brought forth a son, and they called his name Gad. That's one of the tribes of Israel, Gad. Fortunate. But there is a deeper root than that, deeper root. And it means to plow a furrow or to rip or to tear or cut in pieces. This city, Megiddo, where this is the Battle of Armageddon. Megiddo has 26 layers of ruins, 26 different occupations in this place. Ahab, when he occupied his temple there, his palace in Megiddo, which I've been there, he built a tunnel from a spring, and it went 330 feet under the ground. That's 100 yards, a little over 100 yards. Underground, it went down from a mountain spring, and it ran underground, and they covered it up, and it ran into the city of Megiddo, so that if they were under siege, they would have water. Because otherwise they'd have to go outside the walls and expose themselves to get water, or else they would die of thirst. Now, you can go without food a lot longer than you can go without water. Isaiah 63, 1 through 4, Revelation 14, 11 through 20. Thayer, page 73, talks about this word, Harmageddon. Now, we get from the English translations, we get the name Battle of Armageddon. It's not the Battle of Armageddon. They forgot the rough breather on the front of that alpha. It's Harmageddon because it comes from the Hebrew word har, which means mountain, the mountain of cutting in pieces. The mountain of cutting in pieces. Page 151 in Brown, Dryer, and Briggs, you can go look at all the roots of this. This is a famous place for a double slaughter. Thayer, in his Greek lexicon, talks about Megiddo. Harmageddon. Name of a place, Revelation 21, or 16:16. Many follow Beza and Glossius, and suppose that the name means mountain of cutting in pieces. It's situated in a great plain of the tribe of Issachar, and famous for a double slaughter, first of the Canaanites in Judges 5 and 19, and again of the Israelites in 2 Kings 23 and verse 29, and 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 5, or 35 and verse 22, Zechariah 11 and 11. So that in the apocalypse, it would signify a place where the kings opposing Christ were to be destroyed with a slaughter like that which the Canaanites and the Israelites had experienced. And Thayer calls this an imaginary place. Because, first of all, there is no such place in the Middle East as this. There is a place called Megiddo, and this is the valley of Megiddo, and the mountain of Megiddo. But this battlefield does not exist yet. But now we find out from Edom to Bozrah is 200 miles, and in that 200 miles runs a fault where a great valley will grow up, open up. Now we have all of these armies from the east, from Arabia or wherever. They're coming at toward Jerusalem, and they go through this area here, which is a very famous place. It was a city of the Manassites, situated in a great plain that belonged to the tribe of Issachar, Judges 5 and 19. Now this has been an important area, a kind of a crossroads for thousands of years. This city has 26 layers of occupation. It's going to be a very important place. The Middle East is the birthplace of humanity, and it's also going to be the burial place. And then it says, and the seventh angel, in parenthesis, he poured out the bowl of him upon the air, the Eruah. We got a word air right out of the Greek word, Eruah. And it came out a voice great, a sound great out of the shrine, the dwelling place of God is what it's talking about, the Nahu. This is the ablative. Ablative singular, masculine, out of the shrine, the dwelling place from the throne, saying, it has occurred, it has become. And there became, 16:18, lightnings, astrapa, lightnings, and voices, sounds, and thunders, brontai, phone, we got a word phonics from that word, we got a word phonograph, this is voices or sounds, great, great voices and sounds, and brontai, brontai, we get a word brontosaurus from that, they think that this thing would growl and thunder, thunders, and seismos, chi seismos, and earthquake, shakings. It occurred, it became great. Such as not has occurred from the point where mankind had become on the earth. Such an earthquake, so great. Now I'm going to get you back in a period of time now. Let's look at our dispensational charts. Now, I'm not a hyper-dispensationalist, but I believe in using this chart to tell you what period of time we're talking about. Let's go back here in human government. We've talked about the flood here, and people were supposed to scatter and multiply, and they failed. They built big cities, the Nimrod and all this business, the Tower of Babel, one world religion, big cities. God said, don't do that. Spread it, go out. They did the opposite. So God, He confused the languages, and he did something else. It says that God confused the languages, and it says, in the days of Peleg, God divided the earth. The word Peleg means divided. Peleg was one of the sons of the line of Zeth. That's when the earth was divided. Now, the earth being divided, now, they were building these big cities, and they were building them out of bricks, according to the Bible. Now, brick buildings and rock buildings, when you have a lot of earthquakes, they fall down, don't they? They fall down. Well, God was doing a lot of shaking. I mean, the earth was shaking. The earth was dividing. The continents were beginning. This Gondwana, this Pangaea continent was dividing and shaking, and all of these cities were shaken down at this period of time. This is big earthquakes when the Atlantic and the Pacific plates split. Big earthquakes there, but it says here, this is worse earthquake than even the division of the earth. The scientists call this the continental drift theory. It wasn't a theory, it's an actual fact. Now in 16 and verse 19, and it became the city, the polis, the great, unto three parts, three divisions, and the cities of the nations, they fell. These nations fell. This ethnos, all these ethnic backgrounds fell. And the Babylon, the great, it was numbered before the God to give her the cup of the wine of the wrath and indignation of him. Now, where is Babylon? Over there in the Middle East, isn't it? Is Babylon Rome? No. We might call Rome confusion because of all the things that the Catholic Church did, how they just shredded up the Bible and destroyed it and tried to destroy it. We have Mariolatry. We have baptism, regeneration, the church and the state become one, indulgences, purgatory, Satan image worship, infant communion, transubstantiation, celibacy, the Inquisition, auricular confession, the Bible burned and forbidden. This is what we call confused religion, all right. But Babylon is not Rome. Babylon is over there in Iraq and Iran, isn't it? Over in that area. Iran's that ancient Persia. And the great, it was remembered. It was remembered before God. God brought it to remember. This great Babylon the Great, it is a religious, it is a political, religious, corrupt politics and religion. Now, the whole world's had a lot of trouble with Islam and Muhammad's adherents. Wherever Islam goes, they cause trouble because they will not amalgamate into society. They stay separate and they want their own laws. They say that in the end time, they're going to bring the whole world into that system. Catholicism said that as the great tree and the tree that the mustard plant that becomes a tree, that they're going to go and they're going to conquer the whole world and bring in the millennium. They're going to bring in the millennium. Now, we know that in a lot of the Protestant faiths, that we have amillennialism and we have postmillennialism, that they're going to go out and they're going to break the world, that the meal, the flour, that the woman and women in the Bible, usually the word woman in the Bible is a false religion. This woman hides leaven in this meal, this measures of meal, until it's all leavened. The leaven is sin, it's corruption. The meal is the Word of God and true churches. Yeah, the church at Rome was one time a true church. One time a true church. But she became corrupt. Became corrupt. Many of God's churches today are corrupt in the age of the church age of Laodicea. Laodicea, people justice. To give her the cup of the wine of the anger, the themu, the wrath, the swelling indignation belonging to God. Revelation 17:8, 18:10, 18 and 21, 14:8, 11:8, 18:5, 14:10. And every island, nasos, and every island, that means floater, by the way. Island means floater. Each floater out there. And some small islands are actually like coral reefs that are floating. Every island, it fled and ran. Now, the islands here are probably referring to small nations. Every nation in the world is going to be moved. And every mountain, not they were found. God is going to destroy all false religion. By the way, this is a hyperbole. Geographically, we know there's going to be a great big earthquake and all the islands, the earth is going to change form again like it did from Gondwana or Pangaea to we have the continents. Now it's going to be shaken all up again. And the floaters, the islands are going to be lost, some of them. They're going to be sunk in the ocean. In the Bakersfield area, you can go out here in the mountains and you can find shark's teeth from the great mega sharks from thousands of years ago. Every island fled, and the mountains not, they were found again. The whole world has been affected. You know, people went down in the Amazon rainforest, and they started burning and cutting and farming a lot of that and taking the timber and the hardwoods and all the different kind of woods out of the Amazon, and it affected the whole world temperate weather zone, hadn't it? Boy, what is this going to happen here? This is going to be something else. 16:21. Now we're going to have 100 to 120 pound hailstones falling. And hail, Galaxa, Megale, Hos, Palantia. And hail. That word hail there means to let loose, to let fly. It could be volcanic bombs. Big pieces of rock blown into the atmosphere and falling down to earth from giant volcanoes. There was a preacher one time that was a meteorologist, and he talked about the tectonic plates and how that the earth would, you know, the earth actually floats on magma. The ground, the terra firma, floats on liquid molten magma. And it says when this period of time shifts that molten magma was going to come up. When it hits the water, it's going to explode. It's going to explode. Rocks and heat, sometimes rocks just explode. You have to be very careful when you are melting lead and metals that you don't have any rocks in there, because those rocks will explode and that metal, molten metal, will go every which direction. Hail great. As a talent size, 100 to 120 pounds, came down out of the heaven upon the mankind, beyond the human beings. And they kept on blaspheming. They blasphemed the mankind. They blasphemed the God because of the plagues and the hail. And Paul's great was this plague of her exceedingly. Very, very, very strong. 17:1. The great harlot and the beast. The harlot. A harlot is a woman that has begun to market her attributes. Market her attributes. God gives some women beautiful faces, beautiful bodies, beautiful skin, beautiful teeth, beautiful eyes. But some of these beautiful women become prostitutes, and they play like they're in love with you. They'll pretend they're in love with a man for a half hour, an hour, 15 minutes or something like that. Lying and using those beautiful attributes to deceive and to sell. This false religious harlot. The Jesus of the Bible called out his church as a chaste virgin. And this false religion is a harlot. And she has a beast for a lover. The one world religious system of the beast. 17:1-18. And he came out of the seven angels, one having the seven bowls. And he spoke in human language. That's what it means. Eli Lyson. Third person singing the first aorist indicative active. And he spoke in human language that comes from laleo, by the way. Lego means to, that means to speak, but it means to line up words in a row where they're intelligible. This word here means to speak with human language. With me, saying, Dedero, come. And I will show, I will point out to you the judgment of the pornes. This word pornes here means prostitute. There are male prostitutes and women prostitutes. Men will prostitute themselves. These are gigolos. Male prostitutes, male harlots. There are female harlots. They are male, and all of this is in this word here. There are female lesbians that prostitute themselves to other female lesbians. There are male homosexuals, queers, if you want to call them that. That's what we used to call them back in my day. I guess it's still my day, isn't it? I'm still alive, for at least for now. This male prostitutes selling themselves to other males. And every homosexual is acting like a man or a woman. There are female homosexuals, female lesbians, and the one that acts like a male. And then there's male homosexual men and ones that act like females. Now I'm going to tell you something. God made a man and woman to fit together perfectly. They fit together perfectly. When you take a man and a woman, they don't fit together perfectly, people. Nor do they reproduce. And the harlot the great, except more of the same kind. And the harlot the great, the one setting upon the waters many over many, many people. People seek God. But this whore of Babylon, and I mean Babylon, we're talking about Persia, to seek false gods as to go whoring after them, fornicating after them, spiritual fornication. God's judgment is about to fall on false religion. Jesus spoke a parable of the fig tree, didn't he? Israel had become an unprofitable servant. And he said, pull it up and cast it into the fire. A parable of judgment. A hungry man is an angry man. The Son of Man was hungry. And that tree, that fig tree, didn't have any fruit on it. And if a fig tree's got leaves on it, it usually has fruit. The spiritual fruit of Israel was supposed to be looking for the Messiah King. And she was not. Matthew 21:18-20. Matthew 21:28-46. And 38-46. Isaiah 5:1-7. When Jesus came, Israel's God was not the God of the Bible, not the God of heaven, but the works of their own hands. The Mishnah, the Talmud. They had become to worship the word, had become to worship the Word of God instead of the God of heaven. We'll stop right there. We started at 16 and verse 9 today, and we went to 17 and verse 1 through 17:1. Thank you for attending this study of God's, of the kingdom of God and the apocalypse. May it bring you to salvation if you don't know the Lord. May it bring you to greater commitment with your life and service if you do know Him. And may it comfort your heart that one of these days Jesus will win. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. We come to you. Help your word go out into the world. Help it to honor and glorify you in every way. Help us to be vessels of honor. Forgive us where we fail you. Help these words to convict sinners that they need to be saved. Help it to convict your children that they need to serve you more and to gather in those that will listen to your word and glorify you and build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.